Hello and welcome to the Thursday, November 15th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from San Diego, California. Well, after a patch Tuesday, of course, we're back to our regular diet of exploits and breaches. Let's start with Skype. Skype had an interesting vulnerability earlier this week. It was actually disclosed yesterday, but immediately fixed by Microsoft. Microsoft, of course, now owns Skype. The vulnerability involved setting up a second account on Skype with a different user ID, but using the same email address as an account that you would like to breach. Now, once you have that second account set up, you can reset the password for either account. So you could reset the password for the first account and the new password would be delivered via Skype to your second newly configured Skype account. So with this, by knowing the email address of the person you're trying to attack and their Skype user ID, you would be able to reset any Skype account. Initially, when I heard first about it, I tried it out, and I found that actually the password reset was totally disabled at that point, and later Microsoft did announce that they patched this vulnerability. And Adobe's ConnectUsers.com forum site got breached, and as a result of the breach, likely 150,000 records were leaked. Now, at this point, only a small subset, 230 of these accounts, were made public on Pastebin, and these are adobe.com, .mil, and .gov accounts, so kind of the higher value set, I would imagine, from this breach. The passwords were hashed with MD5, so do expect something to be leaked pretty quickly and being reversed, of course, from this set of leaked passwords. As usual, if you had an account with the site, make sure you didn't reuse the password on any other sites. And if you did so, then please go ahead and change those respective passwords. And remember Coupface. Coupface initially came up on Facebook and essentially spread as a fake video and tricked users into relinquishing their Facebook credentials or downloading malware. Well, Coupface is back, this time via Twitter. Twitter posts that promise a video of President Obama punching someone in the face. Well, if you clicked on the link, you will then be asked to enter your Twitter credentials on a fake Facebook page. Once you do so, you will end up with a compromised Twitter account. Of course, your Twitter account will be used to spread that message further. At this point, it's not clear if there is any malware involved with it, so it may be right now just collecting Twitter credentials. And more evidence that even Mac users are not safe from targeted malware. Security company Intego is reporting that they're seeing copies of Mac malware show up on Tibetan activists. These are new versions of the Emuler family of malware, and in this case it arrives claiming to be a photo of various Tibetan organizations. Essentially, group photos are used as a bait, and then the user is tricked into clicking on the photo. Now, the malware right now is mostly stealing informations, and it can also take screenshots as the user is using the system. Of course, all of that information is then collected and exfiltrated. And as a little side note here, a few years back, Martin, who at the time still worked as a handler with us, did support some Tibetan organizations, and at the time really found a lot of the malware that was then later known sort of as APT with Tibetan organizations. And it really looked to us at the time that these organizations are used somewhat as a proving ground for a new malware that is then later directed at government organizations and military suppliers. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.